Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Let's go. You know, it's interesting. This week is really the first week where the playoff scenarios are starting to get to people. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean starting to make people think, what if? What if you're down to Wake Forest and Cincinnati for the final slot and you're the committee? Does Cincy get docked because they're not a P5 program? And the answer is probably. Now, we may not come down to that, but as of right now, that exists. As of right now, that is possible. Now, he brought up, what about Michigan? Look, if Michigan's undefeated, they're in. That's not on the table. Wake, I don't think is a lock like Michigan would be, but I do think they probably would get the nod over Cincy. Hawkeye Jason, Bill, the same people who want to expand the college football playoff are also the same people who want to leave Cincinnati out undefeated. The same people will then say we need expansion for a Cincinnati to get in the college football playoff. Well, that might be true, but we're going to get expansion regardless of what anybody thinks. We're going to get expansion regardless of what I think, which I'm anti-expansion. We're going to get big expansion. And the only thing we do not know is the timing. They don't know yet. We don't know yet. That's the only question, folks, we have. I told you this before we started the first playoff season in 2014. The conversation has now totally switched to always being how much more. That's the only conversation to have with the expansionist crowd, which is most people. How much more? Eventually, if they go to 8, which the SEC doesn't want, they go to 12, which the SEC does want, and probably the model, we'll see, but probably the model that they go to next. Eventually, that conversation will be how much more. NFL puts all these teams in there. Why can't you do it? High schools do it, Bill. I always loved, and there's so much about college football I love, but let me tell you what I loved being part of. Being part of a small group, I mean a tiny group, that would say, and it was me. I mean, I was the voice for this. On the planet Earth, I was the voice. For, I'm glad college football isn't like all the others. I'm glad they're unique. I'm glad it's the best regular season on the planet. I'm happy they do not copy the NFL model or a bracketed everybody else does it model. Bill, they do it in kickball for third graders. You've got to do it for the college football group too. That's what I would hear. The piano team has a playoff, Bill, but you can't do it in college football, right, Bill? I loved the uniqueness of standing alone. Loved it. That's gone now, and it's gone forever. But I loved being that voice. I loved standing alone there, representing that angle of it. That's one of the things the SiriusXM people did not like, too. That's just one of them. They did not like that at all. They did not like my I don't watch the NFL crap either. No. They did not like that. And they knew I would never stop. So, oh, we had many conflicts. That's just a couple. There were many, many conflicts. They wanted me to put a guest on every 3 minutes. They wanted me to put coaches on around the clock. Didn't matter who it was. It could be the coach at Slippery Rock. Nobody'd ever heard of. Karen in Nebraska. Bill, within the last 20 years, LSU has used sick children's money to pay recruits. They flew a recruit to Notre Dame. They did not fly a recruit to Notre Dame. That did not happen. Yeah, that did not happen. RJ over in South Carolina. Bill, only thing Karen knows about LSU is what she hears on the show. She needs to stick to whatever school Jimbo coaches and quit worrying about LSU. Well, now Karen is a big message boarder. I'm not. I don't go to message boards at all. Now, I'm not saying they're not good. I just don't. It's just not part of my day. But she peruses. She knows what everybody's saying. She peruses that stuff all the time. I don't ever notice that stuff. So I don't know what they're saying on anybody's board. I don't know what they're saying on anybody's board about anybody. Josh in London, Bill, two items. Number one, the B word, he spells it out, up north ain't beating Ohio State. Two, a one-loss Ohio State isn't getting left out. Too much money, he says. I don't think, look, if the Buckeyes went out here, they're in. 100% in. Not 98%. They are 100% in if they win the rest of their games. It's that, the layout is that simple. I'm not saying it's easy to do, but the layout is that clear for them. Royal Payne, Bill, I'm not a real big playoff guy. I'm not that much for bigger playoffs. But if they're going to do it, first round bye for the top four and home games in the quarterfinals is a must. Well, the first round bye is, at least in the projection, if they were going to 12, is in that model. And I'm trying to remember, once you get to the quarterfinal games, weren't they talking about not having it at home? They were talking about bowl sites, right? That is a point of contention that many had. Karen says, Bill, it's on tape. Ruffino backed up and said it was not an LSU plan. It was decked out with purple and gold or whatever. So that's not exactly what he said. What? First of all, why would Notre Dame take a recruit? I mean, why would you receive somebody on another team's plane? Why would LSU say, hey, go to Notre Dame on our plane? What would be the point there? Yeah, here's the deal. You're committed to us. You're a legacy. Your name is Walker Howard. Your dad is Jamie Howard. And even though you're committed to us, I think it'd be nice if you go to Notre Dame on our plane. Yeah, take our plane. Why not? Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, what is Jerry DiNardo doing? Maybe he could come to LSU. He understands the culture. Oh, boy. Jerry had some good moments there, and then it fell off pretty bad at the end. I knew Jerry. I know Jerry. I knew most of that staff down there. I was down there for the SEC tournament, basketball tournament, and we drove over and hung out with him in Baton Rouge. I was down there in New Orleans for the tournament and went on down to Baton Rouge and hung out with them and had a really good time. Yeah, had an outstanding time there. And the only thing I didn't, and that was one time that I got to really just hang out. You know, I wasn't there for an event or something. But I never have been by the old or new Alex box, other than just being right by it. But I haven't been. I haven't soaked it all up, and I'll probably never get to do it. The GOAT down on the Emerald Coast says, sure has been pointed out, but Wake is sitting at 7-0. They could throw a wrench into all of this. Yeah, Wake, the claw fence is interesting here. Coach's Hot Seat points this out. His Sheba shares, and he's got 37 million of them. He bought them at quadruple 03872, and now they're at quadruple 05712. He says, I'm holding them. When they hit a dollar, I'm retiring on Grayton Beach on the Emerald Coast. He said, I'll be at Red Bar with Jeff, too, buying drinks. Yeah, Jeff, too, has got a bunch, too. Yeah, you guys can sit down there and buy each other drinks. And does the Red Bar, you folks down there, is it still just cash only? Not that that's a problem for a coach's hot seat. Yeah, Red Bar all those years, and then it burned down, and then they build it back, and it's there again. But is it still cash only? The Red Bar. I have not been to the Red Bar since before it burned down. It's been a while, and I regret that. It's not all that. I don't think it's anything special, not best food you've ever had or anything. It's just a name. It's just something you go do. That's the way I look at the Red Bar. By the way, did Pac-12 Dave, did I ask him this? You know, Pac-12 Dave is the head of the fire department down there. Yeah, that's his gig. He does radio too, but he's the head of the fire department down there. He is the boss man. Was he called to try and put out that fire? Was he part of that group? The thing burned down and was in ruins, right? I mean, they had to completely demolition it and start over, but the fire crew that got there, was Pac-12 Dave part of that? That's the question. All right. We'll get a break. I think somebody's on hold, too. Yeah, I think somebody might be on hold. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a lot of traffic volume making its way 24 out through the Hickory Hollow area. Coming in from Rutherford County through Davidson County. Still holding up right now on I-40 through Hermitage. Still trying to finish up the paperwork on this earlier wreck. 65 southbound here at I-24. Still a lot of traffic making its way south here on 65. Trying to get past Trinity Lane. 800 block of Richards Road in Antioch. Two cars are involved there. Crossings Boulevard in Mountain View. That wreck does have injuries. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium and the Smoky Sips and Sharks 21 Plus Edition coming up November 14th. Log on today.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart. smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs today around 68. For tonight, showers likely, mostly cloudy, 55. Showers and thunderstorms for Thursday, highs 65. Showers for Thursday night, lows 50. Showers continue into Friday, highs 59. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
Tomorrow, we have Chris Landry, the brilliant football mind, already Thursday, tomorrow. And I think Josh Newbern, now he was going off to Chicago, and I don't know if he's back yet. I guess I'll hear from him sometime today. But that's the layout. Josh says, Bill, you got to get Biddle on this week. First of all, Josh, if you heard James Franklin, Penn State's not even playing Ohio State this week. So what's there to talk to Biddle about? Bishop Sycamore? In case you miss James Franklin, everybody, Penn State's going to play Illinois again, apparently. Yeah, apparently like last week wasn't enough, nine overtimes. They're going to go back and do it again. That's what James Franklin said. If you watched his presser, and he also doesn't even know, there's two reasons that Penn State's not playing Ohio State this Saturday. Number one, James Franklin said we're preparing for Illinois. Number two, he thinks they're going to the big house. So, one, he's preparing for another team. Number two, even if they got on the plane and flew there, they'd go to the wrong facility. So there's no reason, Josh, to have Biddle on. It'd be so confusing for everybody. Jeff in the borough.
What you know, Bill?
What you know?
Well, it's last week of high school football week. You ready for the playoffs?
The team is ranked number one in the region, so how many home games do you get to host?
Well, it depends on where you're seated. The top four teams in each region go. Of course, there's six classes, so it's 32 teams. In the public schools, there's 32 teams in each bracket. So
but I think where Summit is ranked, what, number two in the state, only behind Oakland?
I think they'd be two or three, in the 6-8.
I think they'd be home because they match up with West Tennessee, and I think they host all those games.
Yeah, they should be home, I'd say. Either throughout or the only time they have to travel, maybe the semifinals. If they keep winning, I would think. I don't know what the brackets
I don't either.
But
I think you get the bracket Saturday morning.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they've got a bracket. They've got one online. It's got the, don't have the teams, of course, but it's got the regions. But the top four depends on the top two, one and two, will host at least the first round, and three and four has to travel. So, but and everything. So, but I did want to say, because somebody was writing the top 15 recruits for the 2022 class, and the Way twins, Keaton was rated number 5, and Destin Wade and Summons rated number 12. I don't know what the
– In the state?
Yeah, in the state. Yeah, it's in the state.
That's too low.
And
They should be higher than that.
They had two Oakland players. And James, running back, was 4. And Horton, the receiver, was 7. Had him 7 rated.
Those guys are really good. Yeah, there's no question
there. And the number one guy is at Nolan. That guy from Allen plays over there. Nah, he transferred over there.
He's ranked the number one player in America.
Well, he might be. I'm saying he's on Tennessee, yeah. Jordan. And they had, I think they only had one of them that was committed to Tennessee. It was some receiver out of Memphis. He was ranked 14th or 13th, something like that. Somebody over
the kid Memphis. From Riverdale's not rated?
Which one? The
linebacker.
Harry, no. Not the top 15, no. No.
Wow.
Top 15, no, he's not, no. No, he's not. He's not rated. And Mitchell, the coach, Christ, he can't believe it. His only offer he's got, he's committed to Georgetown. Up there in Washington, D.C., and he can't believe Mitchell ain't got no bigger offers. He can't believe that. So, he's had a pretty good. I think he's had 3 or 4 interception returns and touchdown for Riverdale this year. He can't believe he's got no bigger offers. He can't believe that. So, but they play. But I was going to say, Oakland plays Rockville this week, region down here.
And who?
Oakland plays Rockville. It's a new school.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to make the playoff. Well, Bill, if something weird happens, if Rockville beats Oakland Friday night, which probably won't happen, if Rockville beats Oakland and Stewart's Creek beats Riverdale, Rockville's number one seed.
Okay, here's the rule. If Rockville beats Oakland, you're banned from the show at Friday.
Well, Rick Ross will probably love that. I don't know, but no, if they win, they'll be region champions, and I think Riverdale will be 4th or something in the region, something like that, some strange deal like that. But now should be fun being with the playoffs. I guess everybody wants somebody to play Oakland in the finals. I don't know what's going to happen there.
In Chattanooga this year.
In Chattanooga, yeah, Chattanooga. In Finley Stadium, 20,000 seats, Bill. And also, Bill, one final thing I want to tell you, your buddy, Randy Sanders, one you love so much.
Yeah.
He started out 6-0 this year, was ranked top 10. Well, a couple weeks ago he went to Chattanooga, down at Finley Stadium, played UTC. UTC beat him. Knocked him off. Top
darn, team. That hurts.
I know it kills you, Bill, when Randy Sanders loses a football game. It just hurts you, pains you to death to hear that. But of course, and everything. But I think Bill, the toughest game is that he's going to have this Saturday when they go to start. As they had much success down there, if they can win that, I think they win the rest of them.
You know, initially they were a betting underdog in that. I couldn't believe that.
I know. Yeah, there's a half point or something now. One point and a half. They were underdog. And Bill, ESPN don't know nothing. In 2018, when they went 10-3 Kentucky, they said they'd win about 4 or 5 ball games. This year, before season, they said Kentucky would be 7-5. So ESPN don't know nothing about football either. They don't know anything about it. They don't know nothing. They should stick to college basketball and the NHL. They should stick to. Don't worry about no baseball and other stuff. Just stick to that, and we'll be doing good if they stick to that. But to everything else, but now, I guess good luck to somebody. I was going to say too, prayers out to that family out there at Summit. Lost their that guy and his mom lost their lives to COVID. And I'm sure you know who that was. That guy, he was a super fan or something. I seen him on the news.
Oh, that kid. Yes,
I forget his name, but he was. I guess he was a student out there or something. I really don't know.
He was a former student there, who had some disability, I don't remember, and he went to every game and was like their ultimate super fan, got sick and died, yes.
Yeah, they said his mom did too or something, too.
They lost the mom and him in about a several-week period.
Yeah, or something, yeah, both of them got COVID and passed, but everything, so. Well, do you think someone has to go all the way, Bill? Can they win the state again?
I think they absolutely can get to the championship game. I don't know that that they'll get by Oakland, though. That'll be a heck of a game.
Yeah, it should be. Should be. Well, hang in there, Bill. See you.
So how about that one, everybody? Was that good? Yeah, how'd you do there? So, Josh, back to no Biddle this week. He also says get Jerry Hamilton on. Jerry Hamilton is
Jim
the
from
best
New Jersey on the phone line.
Recruiting analyst of all the guys we put on the radio. And they've all been pretty good. So this is not, you know, good versus bad. Jerry Hamilton is by far the best. And we lost Jerry a couple of years ago due to a big incident that happened. Josh says, Bill, Jerry Hamilton would be a good get if we could get him back and get him to stay off the, and then he names a porn site. Yeah, Jerry, and Jerry is from Texas. He moved here, got hired by 24/7. He was with ESPN, got hired, moved here. And he would join us, was it every Thursday? For an hour. And JC would come. Sometimes we'd have both him and JC Sherbert. It was a phenomenal hour. It was incredible. And that was every week. Playing portion, non-playing portion, etc. And Jerry ended up leaving here. He always wanted to live down there in the Jupiter area. Literally Jupiter. And he moved to Jupiter. And he stayed down there a few years, and now he's back in Texas. And he left 24/7, and he rejoined ESPN. This was a few years ago. He and Luganville are very close, Tom Luganville. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I don't remember when it was, but he left 24/7 and went back to ESPN. Anyways, he kept joining us from Florida by phone to do a recruiting hour with us or 30 minutes or whatever we did. And one day Jerry is posting info on Twitter. And again, Jerry is, let me repeat, by far the best we ever had on radio. Knowledge, broadcast ability, all the things you prefer. He was by far the best. One day, I guess he was watching something on his computer that was adult-oriented, if you know what I mean. And somehow that got posted on Twitter. He was, I guess, going to post some recruiting stuff and somehow clicked wrong. I don't know what happened. And something very inappropriate got tweeted, a picture of some site he was on. And so I contacted him because he was supposed to be on the next day. And I said, do you want to take tomorrow off? And he just said, yes. I have never, ever heard from him again. I reached out a few years ago on DM. Hey, Jerry, love to get you back. Crickets. So I would assume that Jerry is forever out of our lives. Now, he still posts recruiting stuff, and he's good. But Jerry has gone into a cocoon after that. And I'm sure he's embarrassed. I'm sure he is. And I'd have him back in a second. I don't care. I'd take an hour of this show and carve it out for nothing but football recruiting questions if he would come back. But I can't even get a hello out of him. I can't even get an acknowledgement of existence out of him. So that one looks to be gone forever. He was that good, y'all. He was that good. We had Wilt Fong on more recently for a period, and frankly, he wasn't very good. I like him. He's a nice guy. He just doesn't project well. Bobby in Noonan. Bill, if Oregon wins out and is 12-1 as the Pac-12 champion and Ohio State wins out, will the committee disregard the head-to-head? They might. Head-to-head is not... It's important. Don't get me wrong when I say what I'm going to say here. It's important, but it's not the end all. I don't think they would leave Ohio State out in lieu of Oregon. We'll see. I don't see that. if it came down to those two. Yeah, I just don't see it. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, I love when Jeff in the Bro calls and he doesn't act like a, okay, can I say Richard head on the show? I think I can. Doesn't act like a Richard head, but doesn't acknowledge how rude and classless his previous calls were. I was thinking the same thing. Jeff and the Bro is just going on there like nothing's ever happened. I don't even know how to equate that. Like nothing's ever happened. Like if you ever, let's say back in your dating days, before you got married, you're dating a girl and you have a bad dust up, big fight over something, you know, and some mean things are said back and forth. Let's say. Can you possibly, weeks later, like, get back together and that didn't even happen? Or is the scar tissue still there? Is that a good analogy? It might not be. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, Jerry Hamilton left Jupiter about the same time that massage parlor that got Bob Kraft went to got closed down. Coincidence? I think not. He always wanted to live in Jupiter. Let me tell you some Jerry. Let me tell you more about Jerry. Jerry is one of those really good athletes too. I'm not kidding. He played college basketball, and he's one of those guys that when he goes to the golf course, he's really, really good. He's like a low single digit handicap. He's one of those guys. His dad, I believe, was, and again, might still be, a longtime Texas high school football coach. I don't remember the city. Yeah, I don't remember the city. Hawkeye Jason, Bill, why is Griff more worried about Georgia recruiting when they're currently ranked number one and spend the most money? And it's recruiting spending, and they rank it, and this is travel, official visits, staff, scouting services. Number one is Georgia. This is all teams. Two is Alabama. Three is Tennessee. Four, Clemson. Five, Arkansas. And, again, I don't have the entire list. Paragon SC, Bill, Jeff and the Burl lacks self-awareness. Bobby Du, Bill, amazing. We were all thinking the same thing about Jeff and the Burl. Perry Mason, he was much calmer. That must be because UK has realigned. UK's playing good ball, I know that. Bobby, Bill, Jeff and the Burrow is a sociopath, incapable of shame or remorse. Alright, let's get the break. Coming back. That was an odd little segment there. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at a crash, possibly with some injuries over here near the airport. It's 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike. It's blocking the left lane. And again, one car is turned around backwards. It looks kind of a violent crash here on 40 westbound. Again, at Donaldson Pike, as traffic starts to slow down now. Keep that in mind coming in from Mount Julian, all that traffic coming in from Wilson County. That's 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike. Still on the scene of a wreck at 800 block of Richards Road in Antioch. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on now, gatlinburgwinecellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
DQ presents. Picture this. Picture yourself at DQ on Thursday, October 28th for Miracle Treat Day. You roll up to order a Blizzard with your friends and family like you have so many times before. But on this day, every flavor comes with a much-needed dose of hope. For every Blizzard you buy at participating locations, $1 or more will be donated to your local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, making Miracle Treat Day the most satisfying way to give hope to kids in your community. Thursday, October 28th at DQ.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
It up a little bit this morning. Tesla's up about 13-14 points, and if you have those options, they expire Friday. I'd start liquidating, but those are up nicely. Again, if you would have been fortunate enough, that would have been those 1,000 calls. You could have had a 50 bagger. Basically in one day, on Monday. If you would have bought Friday at around $1.60, which they were available then. And again, everything's times 100 in options, just remember. So you can buy as many contracts as you think. That could have been, if you left some of your contracts as a lotto contracts, you would have gotten out times 50 on some of them. Yes. In one day, your, let's say, $1,000, whatever you put in there, would be worth 50. If you put $5,000 in there, it would have been worth $250. I'll tell you, let me give you one example of how wild the market can be, if you know what you're doing. 2002. and this is right before I joined up. Well, a couple of years before I joined up with SiriusXM. And there was a situation where, and Bush was the president, and they were lighting up the oil fields over in the Middle East as a threat to the United States. And there was one company in Texas that was a publicly traded company called Boots and Coots. And they were the company that if somebody gets called to go over there and put those things out, that's the company. So I started loading up shares. I'd stay up at night to see if one of those oil fields gets lit up. I started loading up tons of shares. I mean tons of them. And I'm up big. The stock starts tanking, and I don't know why. There was no news, but I don't know if it was the shorts attacking it or what, but it starts tanking. I sell it. I'm up that day, though, still $77,000. And I'll tell you how crazy this can get, particularly with your mind. Okay, I'm up $77,000. I ought to be happy, right? Later that day, the show was on the road. Had to be at a hotel, and we were not affiliated back then. The Omni didn't even exist here back then. It was a Cool Springs Embassy Suites. If you can see it right off the interstate. And we used to do shows there. I had to be at the Embassy Suites that day. And I remember so mad that I only hit that thing for $77,000. I'm seriously, that was where my mind was. I was so mad. That whole way, you know, which is 15 minutes from my house to the Embassy Suites. And even during the remote, John Thornton, Thunder John, not the Tennessee booster, former West Virginia defensive lineman, All-American, former Tennessee Titan. Then he moved on to the Cincinnati Bengals, and today he lives in Cincinnati, and his son is a hotshot junior quarterback. He's getting heavily recruited. And I stay in touch with him a little bit. He showed up at the remote. He used to show up and just hang out with me. A pro guy, yeah. I'm not even a pro guy. Thunder John loved the show, and he would come hang out with us. And he said, Bill, you look, something's wrong. I said, yeah, I'm just ticked off. I told him what had happened. He just giggled at me. But that's how your mind can get really warped in these markets. And that was, what, almost 20 years ago. I was ticked off. Oh, and by the way, here's the other thing. I got whipsawed. I sold it because it was going down. And 30 minutes later, it was right back up. I sold into the fear, which is so dumb. So dumb. But that can happen. And that was, heck, that was, oh, and by the way, just here, Tesla is running hard right now. I mean, Tesla is running hard again. It's at 1,058 right now. Those same options are probably up 30 to 40 times. Not 50 yet, but. That's a regret. I did not get any of these. I don't have any of them. None. All right. Who'd you say we have, Patton? Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey. Welcome in, sir.
How are you, Bill? What's cooking?
Jim, if we get cut here, I'll hold you through, but go ahead.
Hey, what do you think of Shane Beamer going back to Virginia Tech? And how does he not have a quarterback where he had to start a grad assistant as his quarterback?
I like Shane. I know Shane. Shane's not his dad. Never will be. He's a great guy, by the way. Shane is a great guy. He is not Frank Beamer. He is his offspring, yeah, but I don't think that's even a thought. Yeah, I don't see it.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
And what do you think? Does Dave Clawson end up at a bigger job?
Wow. The claw fence, through all the noise, just keeps coaching him up. I don't. I'll tell you what. Let me hold that and address it when we come back. Let me do that.
Okay.
Jim, thank you, buddy. No, I appreciate you waiting. We'll take one more break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm looking at a crash, possibly with some injuries over here near the airport. It's 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike. It's blocking the left lane. And again, one car is turned around backwards. It looks kind of a violent crash here on 40 westbound. Again, at Donaldson Pike, as traffic starts to slow down now. Keep that in mind coming in from Mount Julian, all that traffic coming in from Wilson County. That's 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike. Still on the scene of a wreck at 800 block of Richards Road in Antioch. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on now, gatlinburgwinecellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Introducing new Kraft sandwiches at Slim Chickens. Try our Chicken Club sandwich with crispy bacon and cheese, the Cayenne Ranch sandwich with fried onions and Cayenne Ranch mayo, the Buffalo Ranch sandwich that's tossed in spicy buffalo sauce, or the crispy chicken sandwich, which is anything but basic. Slim's lineup of four Kraft sandwiches. The choice is yours. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or pulling up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and the season of Kyle Larson continues. Ninth win this year, third in a row, and up next is Martinsville Speedway, which is going to be crazy. He's the only one locked in for Phoenix. Everything else is up for grabs. So you grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
Exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs today around 68. For tonight, showers likely, mostly cloudy, 55. Showers and thunderstorms for Thursday, highs 65. Showers for Thursday night, lows 50. Showers continue into Friday, highs 59. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
Yeah, back to the claw fence. I don't know if he's a bright lights guy. And when I say that, I'm talking about a heavy power football entity. You got the media breathing down you all day. You've got the light shining on you. Everything's magnified. The pressure is intense. I don't know if that's his gig. I don't know if a gig like that targets him, but he has done a very good job at Wake. That's my point. Not everybody aspires for those pressure cookers. A lot of people do, but not everybody. I don't know if he's the kind that would, He's not – Clawfins is a nice guy. Okay, he's a nice guy, but he's not real personable. Not that that matters. If you're winning, that won't matter. But I just don't know if he would be targeted by – certainly I don't think LSU or Southern Cal in this case. Tony in Atlanta also points out head-to-head. We talked about this the other day, but it bears repeating. Head-to-head. So if it came down to Oregon and Ohio State. Now, maybe not the exact same scenario, but a scenario to remember. 2016, Buckeyes lost to Penn State. Famous game. Josh became a worldwide superhero for his rant. That made, this made the headlines on other planets. It was so viral. It was on game day on this show. And Penn State won the Big Ten outright. 2016. Ohio State went to the playoffs. Penn State didn't. Penn State went to the Rose Bowl. Played a very exciting game against Southern Cal. Remember that one? Field goal at the end of the game, Southern Cal. Now, scenario, Oregon's got one loss. Some will bring it up. Bill, what if they just went out only one loss? You got the head-to-head. Penn State, if you'll remember, had a really tough start to the year. They got beat by Pitt, and then they got just clobbered by Michigan. They got, and this was early Harbaugh, but they got clobbered by, it was like 45-10 or something. It was really one-sided. It was never a game. Then they ended up winning the Big Ten. So maybe not precisely the same scenario, but you did have a head-to-head decision that had to be made, and the team that won the game did not represent. So there is a precedent there. I mean, there's others, but that's one that comes up. Yeah, that's one that definitely does come up, and certainly, Tony, I'm glad you brought that back because I probably need to mention that more. Shannon, Bill, did you see where Kyle Hamilton is out for the Tar Heels game on Saturday? I'll be there, but I have a sneaky suspicion this one could be very high scoring. I got the Irish 41-38. They're only about a four-point favorite. Kyle Hamilton tweaked his knee in that Southern Cal game, and you don't get your hands on a safety like that very often. He's an absolute freak. 6'4", 225, safety, and can do anything you want to do. He can go get the ball as a center fielder. He can, on a 4th-and-2, make up 15 yards and tackle the running back for a loss. He is sideline to sideline, coast to coast, and he's built like an NFL outside linebacker. And he can run. And he's tough. But, yes, he's out. Now, they don't think it's anything that's long-standing with that knee, but it's enough to get him out of this game. By the way, they're in the final three for that safety out of Iowa, the 5-star. And it's, I think it's Iowa, Ohio State, Notre Dame. Shannon, you may know more about it. He visited this past weekend. Hawkeye Jason, you may know more about it. But, and I'm not sure what the lean is there. Lorenzo Styles, who's a receiver starting to get playing time at Tennessee, at Notre Dame. His younger brother is a 5-star receiver safety who's built just like Kyle Hamilton. And he's a 5-star, and I think it's Ohio State or Notre Dame for him. I haven't heard anything new, but I think it's one of those two. Uh-oh. Sheba is in the sixes now. Coach's hot seat got in, what, 37 million of those. Spent about, what, $1,700? Is that what you said? Jeff, too, has got a bunch of these as well. Jeff, too, got in much lower. I think Coach's hot seat got in the fours, right? Sheba's running. See, Sheba's running without me. I still don't have any. Darn it. I can't get Sheba on TD Ameritrade. I have to go to Webull. I've got a Webull account. Yeah, I missed the boat on that one, too. Tomorrow, tomorrow, Chris Landry will check in. Top of hour two, and Berg will be with us. Josh Newberg will check in. Unless he's still in Chicago. I have not heard from Berg today. Matter of fact, he was going to bail on us last week, but we caught him in the Tampa airport. I didn't even realize that. He was heading out. But if now here's my question. Why are you vacationing during the playing portion of the season? What's up with that? That'd be like going to a wedding during the playing portion of the season. That's not on the table for me. At Patton underscore Cook. Just playing with the markets a little bit this morning. Nothing too heavy, nothing too big. And by the way, those options I was telling you about right now, if you had them, you'd be up almost 45 times. It's running hard again this morning. Just to let you know what you're missing out on. Anyways, Lash Pop. See you tomorrow.